Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Jay Renee. Sorry about the delay, y'all.
Yeah, you already know, man. It's the galactic one. Hell no. Shout out to the melanated black woman and all that. Got a whole newfound respect and a new love for you, you feel me? I see things differently now, you heard? Especially when, you know, I gotta raise up my baby girl 25-8 and don't get a break, you know what I'm saying? This shit is real, you know what I'm saying? You gotta put in that work, play my divine daddy duties and all that, you heard? Yeah. Shout out to Most Higher, you heard? I love you. On March 25th, 2017, almost lost my everything. Most Higher Elim, Elohim's all hell, a queen and young empress. Shit like this will make a nigga switch the way he view existence. Now in a truck and it flip around like 5 times. Say a cat got 9 lives in my eyes, a miracle. I don't know how in the hell she survived. My baby mom's hysterical on the phone while she described how her life flashed before her eyes. Thinking she would die, wasn't even driving. Caught a ride with somebody headed to her son Tayshaun's 8th birthday party. It was my BM, her oldest daughter Shia and Maya. Another child is 6 months, sitting next to Most Higher. Two more adults was a passenger, and there was the driver. So that's 7 souls in total, and 7 is global for meaning God. You should have seen the car wrecked up in total. The several photos just showed the details so graphic. They flipped over the guardrail to avoid other traffic, and all this happened from an axle snapping. They lost a car wheel, and this was God's will. So I don't ask what happened, cause pain must be experienced. Keep us in remembrance to let us know who's really in charge, dog. You hearing this? Harriet, dealing with forces that's so mysterious. The two sides to everything. Shit got me furious. Somebody wishing death on my baby. Try to play me, got me throwing shells like the voodoo ladies from Haiti. Yeah, yo. Yo, shit crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, life is energy, and people don't understand how it transmutes. Go from one form, pass on to the next form. You know what I'm saying? Begin to evolve on this journey, this thing called life. You know? It's a process to it, though, you know. Birth and death. You know?
That was QP Davenport. Sorry again about the delay, y'all. Had some technical difficulties, but y'all bear with me. This is, if you're not familiar with who I am your favorite local host, Miss J. Renee. This segment is called the Lunch Hour Special, Sip Tea and Meditate. Thank you for those that are joining me. Again, sorry for the inconvenience. The delay was real. But I'm here, y'all, give you a little time to get in and relax. Hopefully you made that hot tea this morning, put your feet up. Maybe you had a break right now from work. I know, but the day, like the morning, it's a rush hour with, you know, getting to work or getting your kids to school. So this is a time where you could just kind of unwind and relax. And listen to my soulful voice, because I think I have one. And just sip that good old tea and just meditate on some things that you just need to get off your chest. Things you just want to, or you just want to just sit in silence and just map things out and just think. Or just be silent and just hear just no noise. You know, when you're just going through life and it's just everything's just so loud and everything always has an issue, or you have to resolve so many situations or be the problem solver, whatever the case may be, a hard day with, you know, trying to get the kids together, or, you know, your manager being a butthole, or, you know, trying to get the grind to where you need to be as far as uplifting your a project, or, you know, working on a business adventure, et cetera. You know, anything you got going on in your life, just take this time to just kind of relax. I want to do something a little different this morning. I like reading books. There's a certain type of books that I like to read. But one of my favorite genres of books to read is poems. I have a poem book called The Selected Poems by Gwendolyn Brooks. If you don't know who Gwendolyn is, you can look her up on Google. But just a little history about who she was. Gwendolyn Brooks was obviously a poet, writer. She was born in 1917. And this classic volume was a unique representation of her technical mystery. She was very compassionate about the light she wanted to bring out to the world. And it was such a, like a warm humanity type of feel with her poem. Her craft was exciting. She was probably one of my best poets. And the messages she put in her books were just, you know, it was just unique, you know. So I'm going to take a selection from her book. You know, something pretty brief. I was going to read one of my favorites, but it's pretty long. But just the idea of what the book of her poems, of how they go. So this one's called The Last Quatrain of the Ballad of Emmett Till. After the murder, after the burial. Emmett's mother is a pretty-faced thing, the tint of pulled taffy. She sits in a red room drinking black coffee. She kisses her killed boy, and she is sorry. Chaos and windy graze through a red prairie. And that was obviously a poem about Emmett Till after the gruesome killing they did to him, the murder itself, and then after the burial of the mother, just pretty much happened to deal with the fact that they took her beloved son. And then the definition or the description she places in each word of the poem, it kind of is a saddened situation. But, you know, being that it's a factual event makes it more dreading. But, you know, just the fact that she's shown light on the event that happened with Emmett Till, and he's definitely memorable. A young boy that was that his life was taken so suddenly because of a mishap and the controversy of racism. So that was one of the poems she had wrote in her book. I'm going to pretty much talk today. I know I play a lot of music throughout Sip and Tea, but this segment, I really want to just vibe with you guys. I know I go in and out with the songs and stuff like that, but I like to shine light on the artists. But today is just pretty much a discussion of just things that are on my mind that I want to come across. I know every day, especially with inspirational and motivational information that I bring onto the radio station to reach to those out there that are trying to get where they need to be. So as I was sitting at the table, I have started mapping out the blueprint. Sorry about the technical difficulties, y'all. My show had canceled because I only went 40 minutes, but I'm going to finish this off and then I'm going to leave y'all with my ending statement. But, you know, I was very equipped and very smart with that. But again, just be creative, be your own master at your own path, talk to the universe, meditate, do some yoga, and definitely drink some hot tea, y'all. It's the best thing. It's soothing to the soul. I love y'all. Thank you for everybody that supported the move and been and going to continue to support the move. I love y'all. Shout out to the artists, y'all, and the businessmen and women out there and the entrepreneurs all over the world. Y'all get in tune with who you are, tap into it. I love y'all. Y'all stay blessed. Peace.